This is the audio recording for the Candia Budget Committee meeting for December 10th, 2025.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so tonight is the public hearing for the town budget. We don't have any minutes to approve, so we can skip that. The first thing I want to do is, we got a list from Stephanie of some possible cuts to the budget. I want to go over these because I want everybody in the audience to hear them. So if you have any questions or problems, you can ask them. I don't want to close the public hearing and then go over these. Okay, so I'm going to do that first. Is everybody looking at this, what I have? Okay. So it starts with the ambulance. $25,000 from the fund for ambulance wages. That's the $200,000 that's in there now. $7,500 for medical equipment. Auditing services, $900. I believe that's contractual, so we can't do that. We'll have to cross that off. Cemetery, fuel, oil. We haven't spent the current budget. So if we look, the line, it shows budgeted 2,000, we spent 798, so she's recommending a $1,000 cut to that.
It's over December though.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to do this.
Yeah. No, I'm just...
Yeah, right, it's...
We're just looking.
Yeah, we're just... So let me see, I'm going to mark that one. That's one of the ones we can look at here. Now the next one, tree removal. I'm not sure. Beth, which line is the tree removal in? There isn't a line that says tree. It's in the maintenance line? Okay, that's the one I thought. I just want to be sure. Okay, see, if you look at facility improvements maintenance, $16,000, we've spent $5,244, and she recommends reducing that by $3,000. Okay. All right, highway maintenance and repair. So go to highway. Since they're not here because they're out working.
Yeah.
So,
thankfully.
Let's see.
So, Lynn, this is Steve Tremblay. Stephanie sent an email.
Uh-huh.
Correcting something or trying to correct something. So is this?
This is the new one.
Okay.
She had, I think, a $4,000 reduction for salt.
Yeah.
So she took that out. So maintenance and repair. Here we go. $2,500, we spent $466. Who knows what's going to happen with this storm, but she put in $1,000 for that. Landfill disposal, that's in solid waste, I'd assume. Landfill disposal. $203,000 is budgeted. We spent $194, and she recommends a reduction of $3,000 there. I don't know if he holds off till the end. Boy, do you know if he holds off till the end of the year to do that?
That's contractual.
It's contractual?
Right.
Isn't it by load or something?
By landfill volume.
Landfill disposal?
Yeah, by volume.
Yeah, by volume. But it's we have a contract for...
So much a ton.
Yeah, so, yeah, no matter.
So it's a get.
All right. All right, so that one here. Facilities O&M electricity. Here it is. 31,000 budgeted, and we've spent 31,000. So I think we can cross that one off. What? And loader O&M. There it is. 16,000 budgeted, and we've spent 14. And she put a $2,000 increase there. Disposal of recyclables. $2,500 budgeted, and we spent 288. And she said we could take 1,000, she thinks. Identifying mortgages. That must be in the tax collector. Yep. 1870, and we've spent 1,100. So she put $120. Town buildings, heat. These are mostly small amounts. Sprinkler maintenance, custodial, carpet cleaning, groundskeeping. And office supplies, $1,000. Okay. So I just want you to know that those are just Stephanie's proposals. That's not, we haven't voted on them, we haven't looked at them, but she submitted her proposals. So that's what those are. So we'll be discussing those tonight, too. Okay, so I'll open the public hearing. Carla, you said you wanted to speak.
We can reduce.
Wait. You have to remember the tape. You have to say your name
Carla
before
Penfield,
you speak. Okay.
High Street. We can reduce our request by $3,000.
Okay, so that's in building.
It's under the
town office building. Let me see. Yeah, it's on page 7. And let's see. Requested budget is 28,930, and you said you can reduce that by
$3,000.
Okay. Okay. Is it? Okay. Any other comments or questions or questions?
What line was that?
On page 7 of 8.
Yeah.
And the very top.
It's the last line.
It's the last line right before you get to the town clerk. Okay. Smith Building Maintenance. Would anybody like to address some of the other reductions that Carla suggested?
The $1,000 reduction in office supplies. We have $164 left in that line, and employees are bringing post-it notes from home, and it's not a wise decision.
Okay, so that's, let's see. Okay, that's...
Water in the bottom.
Oh, that's the last one on the list here. Okay. Okay. Any other comments or questions? Beth.
Beth Chalbeck, Podunk Road, talking about cemetery trustees budget. I'd like to know where you're coming up with $10,000 taken out of the maintenance line.
That was, wait.
Yeah, I can speak to that because I remember.
Okay.
Steve Tremblay, I think the request was for $5,000 per day to remove trees. And as a committee, we just thought that seems really high. And there should be more research done on true cost to remove trees.
Are you talking about the bill that I just sent in that's getting done for Village Cemetery that we have to clear, 2.5 acres?
I think there was two things. There was one thing that's been on the books for a couple of years, hasn't been spent. And so the request was worth $16,000, if I remember correct. And it was something about $5,000.
More than tree, taking out trees, they're still doing that. They have not sent in their bill yet. We've requested it, and they have not sent it in yet. They are were supposed to come in tomorrow to Hill Cemetery, but it wasn't plowed, so they had to work around that. And they went plowed, and then the weather tonight, they've now canceled it, so they're trying to get in there, but with the weather hindering them, it's making it hard. But that $16,000 is already gone. That's encumbered money. And we're waiting for the bill to get that paid. We've been working on that for 2 years with them. They had a turnaround, someone got fired or quit or whatever, so they had to get someone else to come in. So the trees didn't get done when they were supposed to. That's not our fault.
So
on that, they've done the work in Depot. They've done, now they're scheduled to do the crane work up here in Hill. We got a huge dead ash tree and a black birch. If you go up there, look at the black birch. There's a leader that's probably 3.5 feet wide. You can see right through the middle of it. And it comes out to the side, and it's going to take out a bunch of old stones.
The stones in that cemetery are 100, 200 years old.
Yeah, so
imagine trying to find a budget to fix those stones.
Yeah, the question was really around the price or the cost of $5,000 to cut trees. Because, like I said...
Are you talking send it when they're doing the trees?
I don't know who's doing it. Our request was, do we have an RFP, a request for proposal, on what somebody would charge to cut down trees? Just seemed excessive at that price. So, again, we don't know all the specifics. It's just a question for
a
proposal.
So, technically, if you're talking about send it, which is the bill I just sent in that gets paid on the 18th, that bill is $5,000 per day with one day being for free. So he's doing 3 days for $10,000. And he's clearing as much land as possible in those 3 days. It's not per tree, like when we have to do a crane coming in, like Northern Tree in Hill Cemetery. They're taking out one tree and it's going to cost a ton of money. They're clearing as much as they can. Now, I had a crane come out, Emmanuel Crane Company came out 2-3 years ago in Hill Cemetery. They took out 4 trees for $10,000 with a crane. So $10,000 is going to get us as much as they can take out in that 2.5 acres that Mrs. Kelly donated to this town with the understanding that she will get 6 plots in that Village Cemetery on the property she gave us. The selectmen signed off on that, knowing that we needed to clear that land to get those 6 plots put in there. If you take that money away, we're not going to be able to fulfill that promise.
Yeah, I think another issue was the timing. So if you said a bill was submitted on the 18th.
The bill was already submitted.
Right. We met like a month ago or something, and so the money hadn't been spent at that time.
The bill was just submitted.
Sure. So timing.
She told me that it's going to be paid on the 18th. That maintenance cemetery maintenance line right now will be at a zero on the 18th when she writes that check.
Okay.
And unfortunately, we have to wait for...
Excuse me, but if you're going to speak, you have to identify yourself.
148 Fort Oak Road. So, Steve, unfortunately, we try not to spend all kinds of money in the beginning because we don't know the leaf cleanup, how much it'll take for that, and if we have a wet year, how many times. Like, this year was a drought, so they didn't have to spend all kinds of money for fuel and labor to keep the cemeteries mowed.
If you take that $1,000 away from the oil and fuel line, and we have a dry year or a year where they're mowing a lot and they need gas, I mean, we did make it go up a little bit because at some point there was the gas was really high. So we were trying to make sure we didn't go into the negative, and we didn't, thank goodness. We're in negative on other things, but we're not negative on that. Because gas has gone down, thanks to our president.
Also, next year may not be trees, but to get that plot situated for Mrs. Kelly. So it's going to take some time to get gravels put in there. You know, it's going to take some money for that. If we were able to submit a warrant article, I know we're late, if we're able to submit it, you know, then if you could fund that for this year, for temporary, and if the warrant article goes through where we're asking to be able to use the interest of the trust fund, that would take care of the maintenance line. Then we wouldn't have to ask you for any of that. We would just ask for the wages and the basics.
Nice.
We're doing our best to make sure we're not taking a lot of money from the town. But we do have an obligation to Mrs. Kelly and her family to get these plots done. And the selectmen did sign off on that. That was finished last year. We finally got the deed. We were finally able to get this done. We're working on it. If nothing happens in 1 year, with cemeteries, things happen all the time.
Thank you.
Okay, any other public comment? Anything in there? Jeff, you just got... We just took away your entire...
Budget.
Okay.
Hey, go back out. We'll
just
hold
on.
Yeah. Let's see, what's for... there's highway maintenance and repair... Stephanie recommended a $1,000 reduction, and I think that's the only one on here that is in the highway.
So the only thing with the highway maintenance and repair, so that pays for like our porta potties. The porta potty that's down there for the year, that's what it pays for, and then it also pays for just upkeep of the shed. So like this year we painted the shed. And just any other maintenance items that, you know, are needed. Obviously, we don't have a ton of infrastructure, honestly. But really, all it pays for our porta potty down there, and it pays for paint, pays for light bulbs. I'm not necessarily opposed to some of that coming in.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, we definitely need a porta potty.
Okay, before I close the public hearing, any other comments or questions? Yes.
Was that tree removal line that Stephanie put in her suggestions, was that under highway or cemetery?
Cemetery. Yeah, that's the high, yeah. Highway, you don't have a separate line for tree removal.
Yes, we do.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Let me look.
We do three lines up from the bottom, or two lines up from the bottom.
There it is. Yep. Yeah. No, that was for the cemeteries. Okay. I'll close the public hearing, and then we can discuss what we want. Oh. These are the warrant articles, I take it. Okay. After we discuss the budget, we'll take a look at the warrant articles.
Did we get a copy of them?
No. Okay. This is the first Anybody has seen, we've seen of them.
Oh, I pass them around.
May I think there's an additional submission. It's in here, good.
Yeah, it's Mike's first draft.
No, that's true.
Thanks, son, thank you.
Janet, here, you want?
Right.
Well, the 13th.
This, no, the cemetery one?
Oh, no, I'm not about that.
Yeah, I think it's a copy of the one.
Oh, thank you.
Where is that?
Cemetery one?
Yes.
Then I don't, I thought you were talking about the other two.
Yeah. The cemetery warrant? Where is it?
Do you have it?
I can read it to you, I emailed it to you guys. It's in that thread of emails and then Susan, I sent it.
Yeah, I have a copy of it, but I don't have a written copy. I didn't copy it off. I just wanna make sure when we're discussing these, we add that in. And it's not here yet.
Okay. So, I'm not sure how all of you wanna do this. I gave you a copy of this, which is some decisions that we made at our last meeting. Okay? Now, the property appraisal, the $8,000, that is contractual. So we can't reduce that line. And then the $10,000 for the cemetery, Beth tells us that they're gonna use all that, so we might wanna consider that.
It's already gone.
But then on Stephanie's other list here, there's $32,500 from the revolving fund, basically, which...
For the ambulance.
Yes.
Yeah. Are they okay with that, though?
Stephanie is the liaison to the ambulance.
Okay.
So I can only assume that she discussed it with them. They're not here, so we can make that... I'm making that assumption. So, if you want to, I mean, do you want to just start and add and subtract and see where we come out? Is that?
Yes.
Okay, so let's take, let's see, which number? Okay, let's start at the beginning. So the ambulance, we can take out... $32,500 from Stephanie's list and $13,000 from the other list, from our list. Okay? Now, cemetery, you want to leave cemeteries alone or do you want to do anything with the cemeteries?
In my opinion, they're so close to last year's level funding. We talked about $1,000 more, and I think that's very reasonable, and myself, and you know how tight I am with it.
Yeah. Okay, so leave cemeteries alone.
I say leave it.
Everybody okay with that?
When you say leave it, you mean exclude the minus $10,000?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's already gone.
Don't take any money out. So level
spent already.
Level funding.
Leave it. Leave it the way it is, the way it
budget
was.
Budget people, guys talking with good numbers and names and things.
So, what I'm adding and subtracting is from this budget right here. Okay, so if we say leave it, we're saying this budget, leave this amount here. Don't add and subtract.
We're in the requested budget column, not our recommendations.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Planning board, wait, no, legal. Legal, I think we can still take out the 400. We have our policy. Let's see.
So we'll take out the 4,800.
Oh, wait, highway. Jeff said he's okay with the $1,000, so we'll take it.
What line is that coming from?
That's coming from Highway maintenance and repair.
630.
Okay. All right. Now the recycling center, they're not here, so we didn't have a problem with their budget before. Is anybody solid waste?
This is Josh Reed. Can someone jog my memory? Loader O&M, is that operation and maintenance?
Yeah.
Okay. So like, are they not gonna be able to change the oil on the machine and stuff like that if we
repair it? It's getting older. Just the repairs.
Alright. Well, we didn't spend it last year.
But yeah, but it's a year older.
I will say some of these, a lot of these lines are going to be spent by the end of the year, but I know a lot of departments wait.
Yeah, they say
wait until like the end of December. And if they have money left, they'll spend it on things that they needed, but they didn't spend it on during the year. So I can't speak for every department, but
yeah, I think a lot of them do that. So are we okay with solid waste? Okay. Property appraisal, we have to leave alone. That's contractual. Oh, planning board. We took $2,500 out of the master plan. So everybody good with taking that out still? Nobody, they didn't have any comments. What?
Is the town buildings the next one we're looking at, or who are we looking at?
The town building maintenance person. Okay, that's for the town, yes. And that was...
Is that contractual, Patrick?
Building maintenance, it's the...
Oh, that's right, not the cleaning, all right.
We budgeted $6,250, we've already spent $8,400, so we probably ought to take that one out, too.
Remove that deduction, okay.
It's kind of busy here. But we can do the $3,000 from the Smith Building.
Yeah.
Yes, Smith Building.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, yeah.
Minus 3,000. Okay. And then these small ones, you want to just leave them, or you want to fool around with $30 and $20 and?
I don't.
No.
We can do whatever we want.
Okay, so let me just see what we have here.
My math so far, Steve Tremblay, 56,800. I know someone to
fact check
me on that.
56,800, you got.
So the five areas that Stephanie said from the town building, we're not doing any of that.
Yeah. I didn't add it in there.
Yeah. Do you guys have this list from Stephanie or not? Oh, well, that's a problem. they should probably.
Oh, she didn't make copies of those for.
We don't have copies of those.
Okay. $36,800.
I have 56,000.
I mean 56, I'm sorry, that's what I have. Okay. So if we start with the whole budget. Let's see. And you'll notice that this budget also has the default amount on it,
right,
which our previous budget right didn't. Okay, so we're going to have to go back. Okay, we'll start with 4,512, 346, which was what's the original request.
This is Steve Tremblay. So the number I came up with is 4,455,000. $546.42.
$4,456,000.
Sorry, $455,000.
Oh, $455,000.
$546.
$546.
And 42 cents.
And 42 cents. All right, so let me start with this one. Okay, I get the same thing. Okay, so everybody got that number? 4,455,000. $546.42. Which is a little bit less than our last. Okay, would you like to discuss this more, or does somebody want to make a motion? Where are we going?
I make a motion to accept that budget of 4,455,546.42.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second. Steve,
okay. Bill made the motion and Steve seconded it. All in favor?
Yeah.
It's unanimous. Okay.
Can you say the number one more time?
4,455,000, $546.42. Okay, so now let's take a look at the warrant articles. Okay, so Article 1 is the total operating budget. So
that would be that.
So that would be that number we just talked about. Okay, so that's 4,455,000. $5,546.42. And then the default budget.
It was 5 million, sorry, 4 million. 4.3 million.
4,300,221.11.
Would you say that number again, please?
The default budget is 4,300,221.11. So it's about $255,000 less. So we need to vote whether we want to recommend, we just voted on this, but we need to vote if we want to recommend this warrant article. Okay?
I'll make a motion that we recommend it.
Katrina makes a motion to recommend it. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Steve seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Sue, are you?
I'm looking.
I have a question.
Guidance. Sure.
That you changed the bottom line, so
yes,
that's
we did.
Not the real default number. Because you reduced the bottom line by 17 grand.
That shouldn't affect the default budget.
It doesn't change it?
No.
Okay.
Because it's last year's budget plus the contractual obligation, so it shouldn't change the default budget.
Are we all set?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so yes?
Yes.
So it's 6-0. Recommend by a vote of 6-0.
Did the selectmen vote on that tonight, or is that their own meeting?
No, they're not all. This isn't a noticed meeting for the selectmen, so they'll have to vote on that on their next meeting.
Understood.
Okay, the next one is for CYAA, $28,615. What's that?
I'm sorry, I didn't by the way that we have to select them.
Would anybody like to make a motion on this?
I'll make a motion.
Sue?
To raise an appropriate, as stated, Article 2.
Okay, is there a second?
Josh Reap, I'll second that motion.
Okay, all in favor?
I'm a no.
And that's 5-1. Okay. Next is $726,000 to be added to the future capital improvements capital reserve fund previously established. This sum to come from the undesignated fund balance, no amount to be raised by taxation. So does everybody understand what that's?
No.
Okay, so we have the big fund balance that we, like our savings account. When they set the tax rate, there was some money. What's the percentage that we're supposed to have?
11.5 we keep.
Okay, so we keep 11.5%. And there was money left over. So this takes the money that was left over and puts it in the capital reserve, in capital improvement reserve fund.
No,
so
it's not right. Oh, this warrant article.
Yeah.
That's right, go ahead. Yeah.
And then we can use it for capital projects. Brian?
Yeah, this is Steve's first time, so DRA requires us to keep between 5 and 17%. And the last few years, we've picked 11.5, which is right about in the middle. So the balance over keeping 11.5 is at 7.26. And the whole thought was, Boyd brought this up at our last meeting, was to just put more money into that capital reserve fund, because hopefully in another year or so, we're going to be doing something with the PD. So this way, this probably puts about $1 million in that capital reserve fund if this gets accepted by the town.
Sure. Thank you.
So it's basically just transferring money.
Yeah. We're just taking it out of
savings account.
And it's less difficult to get it. To get it out of the fund balance is a little more procedural than just having a public hearing and pulling it out of the capital reserve.
Is there any stipulation on what the money can be used for?
No, that's why we labeled it capital reserve, so we could go to anything.
But it has to be a capital project.
Right.
Yes. If we had a situation here, we could use the money. It doesn't, it's not designated just for the PD, but that's kind of where a big expense is going to be in the next future here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody want to make a motion?
A motion to accept Article 3 as written.
Bill makes the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Sue okay. seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. $170,150 for the Smith Public Library. That's a little bit, about 3% more than last year. Is there a motion for that one?
I'll make a motion.
Sue makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Katrina seconds. All in favor? It's unanimous. 6-1. No, 6-0. 6-0. $30,000 in the Recycle Center Capital Improvement Plan Fund, Capital Reserve Fund. They have their own. Any questions about that? We do this pretty much every year. Is there a motion for that?
A motion to accept.
Steve makes a motion. Is there a second?
Josh Reap, I'll second.
Josh seconds. All in favor?
Sorry, Steve.
6-0. Okay. Okay. Excess renter road maintenance. This is what we do every year. Is there a motion to approve that one?
I'll make a motion.
Sue makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
But Bill seconds. All in favor? Okay, 6-0. $250,000 for North Road reconstruction. Any questions about that? We got Jeff here.
Does that finish it?
No, that won't finish it.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, is there a motion?
Motion to accept Article 7 as written.
I'll second that motion.
And Josh seconds it. Bill made the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Article 8, $75,000 for the wear course layer on North Road. Is there a motion for that? Anybody want to make a motion?
He might want to explain that.
Okay, you want to explain that?
Yeah, so the $75,000 is going to be for the top coat for between what we did this year and what we're going to do next year. So the plan is every couple of years we're going to do the top coat. So you end up only doing about 4,000 to 6,000 feet of top coat instead of you have to bite off a huge chunk and do like 10,000 feet of top coat. It's just so that we are kind of doing it in like phases instead of doing it all at once and you have a huge, you know, bite, you better kind of bite off.
Okay.
Yep. I'll make a motion to accept Article 8 as written.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Katrina seconds. All in favor? Steve?
I'll say no.
No. So it's a 5-1. Okay, Article 9. $25,000 for removal of dead and hazardous trees in the town of Candia. These funds to be expended under the direction of the Board of Selectmen. You want to explain that one, Jeff? That's a new one, right?
Yeah. So I still am at the same amount that I've put in for the last 5 years. So like the amount that I'm asking for warrant article wise is no higher than it ever has been. This is a new warrant article to cut trees specifically because of the influx of just really dead and very unhealthy trees in town due to different pests that we have in town. Like we have the emerald ash borer that's killing trees at a very, you know, good clip, really. We also have other pests that are affecting other types of trees, too. We have a really bad blister rust affecting beech trees. There's a woolly adelgid affecting hemlock trees. And there's a really bad pine beetle affecting pines as well. So we have a really big influx of dead trees, and this is essentially putting it in so that we can do more tree cutting to try and catch up and take more of the dangerous trees down around town. Now, this warrant article was put in with the thought of every single windstorm, or especially in the winter, we have at least two or three trees that either come down over the power lines or they come down on the road where people are driving. Last year, we actually had a tree on 43. It was an ash tree in a windstorm. It fell right on a truck cab. Now, we haven't had that problem on town roads yet, but every time a tree falls, especially with the amount of people that drive our roads every day, that is likely. So this warrant article is put in to mitigate that risk as much as we possibly can, to try and cut as many trees as we can. And the reason it's put in a warrant article and not worked into the budget, the plan, once we get to a point where we're more up to date on it, or like we're like more caught up with the amount of trees that are dying, the amount that's in the budget is for just maintenance. So that's the expected dead loss that you're going to get every year that's going to need to be cut. This is above and beyond what is, you know, an expected dead loss for, you know, our town.
Okay.
Do you try to work with the electrical utilities to get them to cut them down?
Oh, yeah. And they're very good about it. But if they're not affecting their lines, they won't take them down.
Even if they're a hazard?
Not to the road. If they're a hazard to their lines, yeah, they'll take them down. And they do. They're actually really easy to work with.
Yeah.
But if they're not a hazard to the lines, they, I mean, that's not their responsibility. That's our responsibility.
Okay.
May I ask one question? If we go to Article 8 for $75,000, and then it says this is an increase in the previous year's appropriation of $75,000, that makes no sense to me. 75 and 75 are the same number. It's not, who wrote these?
I just didn't work. I don't think we allocated any money for the workhorse layer.
No, so.
That's a more.
I guess I don't know how, because I know we have to talk about the tax impact. So my, I do want to say, like, my warrant articles are not going to impact the taxes this year any more than they did last year, because I'm still asking for the same overall amount of money. I may be asking for an extra warrant article, but I'm asking for the same amount of money total.
Yeah, that's not my question. I guess the wording, it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to you?
That's why I was a no, because
it is confusing.
I was like, well, why wasn't it in the budget? I mean, you have to pay roads. It should be in the budget.
So it's not an increase.
No. Well, did we have a similar project like this last year? If it's a new project, it is an increase.
You did the base coat last year.
Yeah, this the base was done last year, so this is the top.
Well, that's two different projects.
This is an increase. I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me.
New project every year, then?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, but you, it's the same.
Yeah, even though it's, I mean, it's always on the... Is it a new project if it's on the same road?
If it's a different allocation of money, appropriation of money, it is.
It's not an increase over last year. It's the same amount. Yeah. They're both 75.
It's a different phase of the same project.
Right.
Oh, I see.
But it's just a different.
So I think maybe if we get rid of the, it's an increase, get rid of that word, maybe it would be better.
Right. Okay.
It's really not an increase. It's the same.
But actually, yeah, I get it. Okay.
You know how to fix it, boy. I'm sorry, that's just wording. It has nothing to do with the money.
Yeah. Brian.
Can I just make a comment on
kind
of something? This is why originally I was opposed to the impact for all these warrant articles. Because, like Jeff says, this is confusing. This doesn't affect the tax rate that was set this year already. These aren't, all these warrant articles are not an increase, most of them from last year. So it's really not an accurate description of what the impact tax-wise is going to be come 26. That's why I was always opposed to putting that in.
Well, with all due respect, it says, like some of these say, no additional impact. That's not the way it's if you look at another towns, it's not the way it's supposed to be written.
It's still not totally accurate. Because our income changes every
year. Yeah, the revenue, right.
You know, it's just not that accurate. I think it's deceitful.
But most towns do this.
I know, but I don't agree with it. I'm just, my statement.
I mean, but see, we have to have it here. We don't have it yet. And so when you add all these up, you've added the budget and all the warrant articles up without the school, that's what you're paying for your town taxes.
I understand that whole process. Yeah.
So I think maybe the wording might have to be maybe changed.
See, the problem is with this, it doesn't take into consideration the warrant articles that you're taking out.
Correct.
Okay, like Jeff had one last year for $100,000 for the roads, but that was not there. Instead, or 125, so whatever it was. But now we have two new ones, but it's the same amount of money.
Right, so if you put the actual impact...
Could you let me finish before you interrupt? Yeah. So if you add them together, it's the same amount of money,
right.
But they're different projects, but it looks like it's a whole new project because you're not showing what you've taken out. Now, when the budget committee does their little thing, we show all the warrant articles. So if last year we had a warrant article for $100,000 to do something and we don't have it this year, then we show that in the other column as a minus. But this just, it doesn't show what we've taken out. So it looks like this is all extra from what we did last year, but it's not really.
So the average person that looks at that is going to say, I apologize, Brian Brown. It looks like, oh my God, if I pass all these, it's going to add these all up and it's going to put my tax bill, which isn't true.
Susan Young, that's why each one of these you can't not have it on some. You put down what the actual tax impact is. That's what you put down. You don't put down whether it's new or old or anything was taken away or anything else. What they do is the ones that I've looked at, the towns who do this have the actual tax impact. So of course Article 1 will be the biggest one.
Right.
And then you go to Article 2. You don't talk about what's previous, what's past, what's... You can do that at deliberative, but on the ballot, it's supposed to say exactly what the tax impact is. So when you add all these up, some of them say there's no additional tax impact. Well, some say no additional, which is accurate, but you're not putting down what the tax impact of that $250,000 is.
I see.
So,
but that's already baked into the tax rate. We're talking about how much of an increase in the tax rate. We're trying to calculate the increase in the tax rate. If it's a prior year appropriation, that's already factored into the tax rate. We've already paid for that. What we're trying to do is identify any amounts in excess of what we appropriated in the previous year. That's what's going to affect the tax rate.
Right, but I don't think that's the way I don't think that's the way that's going to be approved. You know, whether we drop something and add something, you just put the number.
But you know, that's a good point. When you drop something, that doesn't reflect in this total calculation.
Right, you can talk it deliberative about that.
But we're just trying
to all 60 people.
Yeah. You know, we're just trying to comply with the requirement of that
right,
and that's what it said to do. And I agree with you, so if you don't show what you...
Yeah, I mean, the $250,000, which is fine to do, that it says no additional impact on the tax rate, no increase in the previous, and some of these don't say that. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. It's got to be consistent, I think. I don't know. We can talk about that.
That's my argument.
Yeah, that's really an issue for the selectmen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we're on number 9. $25,000 for the hazardous trees. Is there a motion for that one?
Motion to accept Article 9.
Bill makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
And Steve seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
6-0. Okay. Article 10, $125,000 for fire apparatus capital reserve fund. This is an increase of $50,000 over the previous year, so the impact is the 53%, 53 per thousand, okay, for the 50,000 extra, not for the whole thing.
Do you know why that's an extra 50,000?
Yeah,
it's 50,000
less on the next one.
It's 50,000 more than last year.
Right, but it's 50,000 less on the next one.
The next one's a reduction. Okay, so it's kind of a wash.
So
the total's the same. It's just allocated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
I'm glad you pointed that out.
I'll make a motion to accept Article 10 as written.
Okay, Bill makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Steve seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
6-0. Article 11. Okay, this one, 25,000 for fire station infrastructure and grounds.
So, Steve Tremblay, I'll motion to approve Article 11.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
And Bill seconds. All in favor? Wait, you have a question?
We have, yes. 25,000, when we went back and we did 25,000. For Article 9, it had a tax impact of 26 per thousand. And then Article 11, it says the tax impact is 53 cents per thousand.
Yeah.
That can't be right.
And if it's a reduction, how can it be a tax impact? Oh, are they putting it in parentheses?
See, the wording.
But are they putting it in parentheses, meaning that it's a negative?
That's right.
They're putting it in parentheses, meaning it's a negative.
Yeah.
From last year?
Yeah, because it's a $50,000 reduction.
Okay. But so it's still raising $25,000.
Yeah, but last year it was...
Yeah, that's all right. We can talk about the wording.
Lord.
Instead of putting the 53 cents in brackets, maybe put 53 cents less per thousand?
Yes, yeah, that would have been, yeah. But
yeah.
It's going to... It has to be worded a certain way.
Yeah, a large portion of the population doesn't know what brackets mean. It's a negative.
Yeah, that's true. Did we just vote on that one?
She called the. You called
the
question.
Right. Yeah, that's right. We have a motion, but we didn't vote.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. We were going along, and then we.
I know. Too fast.
Okay. So, Article 11. All in favor? 6-0. Okay. Article 12. We don't vote on this, but I'll tell you what it is. Town will vote to establish a capital reserve fund under the provisions of RSA, the Ambulance Service Capital Reserve Fund. Okay, now we're talking ambulance. For the purpose of purchasing and replacing capital assets used by the Fire and Rescue Department for the benefits of the town's ambulance service. Okay, but we don't vote on that because it's no money.
No money.
Okay, the following warrant article is contingent on approval of the preceding warrant article. So if the town agrees to set up the capital reserve fund, then to see if the town will vote to rescind the revolving fund. This is the one to the balance of the funds on deposit in said revolving fund shall be credited to the capital reserve fund.
Yeah, we don't vote on that.
We don't
right?
vote on that either. Just... So everybody understands where we're going here. So we get rid of the revolving fund, put the money in the capital reserve.
Does
yes.
that mean that they're going to discontinue that revolving fund?
They're
going to
eliminate it.
Is.
Yes.
Yeah.
No more revolving fund. It's got about $200,000 in it.
Clean that up.
So that goes into the capital reserve yeah. fund. Assuming that they set it up.
Yep.
That number 12.
Why aren't we voting? Because
we don't vote on non-money matters.
But wouldn't it still give an indication of how the budget committee
it's in the RSA.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It says that we only vote.
Money.
We're all about the money.
Yeah. Brian, what's that comment?
Okay, number 14. To see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate $20,000 to be placed in the existing revaluation capital reserve fund so that we do that every year. Is there a motion to approve that one?
Everybody's happy about the current.
This is Lynn. I'll make a motion to approve the $20,000 for revaluation. Is there a second?
What?
Liz, wait, do we have a, second?
I'll second for discussion.
Okay, Sue seconds it. Now, yes.
So if it didn't pass...
By law, we have to do a revaluation every, what, five years?
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden, we'd need 100 grand.
5 years from now, we'd have to come up with $80,000 to $100,000.
But last year's is still ongoing, right?
No, it's just about wrapped up.
It's just about wrapped up.
Don't get me going on that.
It's still ongoing.
He was at my house 2 weeks ago, remember?
No, for 5 years from now to be on top of that.
Yeah, exactly. Don't.
Let's hope the economy
crashes. Well, Bill, if you vote no, if it goes down, you just need someone with a clipboard to go out there and do all the work. Are you going to volunteer?
Oh, yeah. That's
just like, what's up for 100,000?
Just keep it the same.
100,000.
Okay, you ready to vote? Yes. Article 14, all in favor? With a sigh, 6-0. 14. Number 15, $4,000 for the Fitz Museum.
I wanted to increase that, but I make a motion. We accept it, but they won't.
Sue makes a motion. Is there
Josh
a second? Josh seconds it. All in favor?
All right.
6-0. Okay. Coming right along. Article 16, the Town Office Building Maintenance Fund, $10,000. Okay, is there a motion?
I'll motion.
Steve makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Sue seconds it. All in favor of $10,000 for the Town Building Fund?
Isn't it already in the budget?
No, this is the capital.
This is like the
maintenance fund.
Like if we have, you know, roof repairs or something like that.
Major.
Okay, all in favor? You're voting no? Okay, 5-1. Okay. Number 17, the Smith Memorial Building Expendable Trust Fund, $4,500. Sue makes a motion.
Josh second.
Josh seconds. All in favor? 6-0. Modify the elder. Oh, this is a change in the elderly exemption. So the elderly. How old was the old elderly exemption?
It says from a 65 to a 75.
No. When was the last time?
The age on this
one.
Oh, that was the age. Okay.
This is a dollar.
To modify the elderly exemption from the assessed value for qualified taxpayers to be as follows. For a person 65 of age up to 75, 99,000, 75 to 80, 144,500, 80 or older, 180,500. To qualify, the person has to have been a New Hampshire resident 3 consecutive years, own the real estate individually or jointly, or if the real estate is owned by such person's spouse, they must have been married to each other for at least 5 consecutive years. The taxpayer must have a net income of not more than $60,000 for a single or married, and whose assets are not in excess of $300,000 for single or married, excluding the value of the person's residence. That was a recommendation by our assessor to be what more in line with other towns.
I'll make that motion.
Sue makes a motion. Is there a second?
This is not for wealthy old people.
I'll second it.
Bill seconds it.
I have a question.
Sure.
What's the exemption, though? What's the amount that they're exempt from?
It would be the property taxes on the exempt amount. They subtract it from the assessed valuation of the property, and then they calculate the taxes.
Is it a percentage of the taxes or the whole taxes?
Your
65 to 75, they take 99,000 off of your assessed value, and then your taxes are calculated on that number.
Yeah,
it's confusing.
Yep.
There's too much there.
Okay. All in favor of the 6-0? Okay, number 19, see if the town will vote under the provisions to increase the exemption for the disabled to $63,000. To qualify, the person has to have been a New Hampshire resident for at least 5 years, own and occupy the real estate individually or jointly, or if the real estate's owned by a spouse, they must have been married for at least 5 years. In addition, the taxpayer must have a net income of not more than $60,000 if married or single, and own net assets not in excess of $300,000, excluding the value of the residence. So that's...
I'll make a motion.
Sue makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Bill seconds. All in favor?
I just had a question, if
sure.
I may. Yeah. This is new to me. It's an interesting idea. Like, what sort of... In our town here, on these Articles 18 and 19... Like, are there a lot of people that take advantage of that? Is there a significant...
I wouldn't say there's a lot, but just a handful. I don't know what the number. I hate to say a number, but...
So it's not like a huge
revenue loss? No, it's not like hundreds, you know.
40-something for the elderly, you know, at different levels. It was, what, 42, Brian, I think?
Yeah.
And then the disabled were... They were a lot less. You might have it right
Boy,
there.
Do you have it?
Yeah, it's 43 people.
Okay.
To apply for these exemptions.
Thank you.
Is that the two combined, or just
the elderly?
There's 16 people between the ages of 65 and 74, 12 between 75 and 79, and 15 that are 80 plus. Breaks it down.
But thank you.
Yes, Pat.
Keep people in their homes.
Pat Moran, 425 North Road. The one thing I'd like to add to that is what the exemption added up to for these people wasn't even enough to buy groceries. So to be able to give them a little bit more, they're the people that really need it. So
I agree.
If we can help them out in any way.
Or it keeps people in their homes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for letting me answer my question.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
6-0. Okay. Number 20. I see if the town will vote to increase the optional tax credit for service-connected permanent and total disability provided under RSA 72:31 from $2,000 to $2,750 to compensate those veterans whose maximum tax benefit has been reduced by RSA 72:35. Prohibiting eligibility for both the $750 standard veterans tax credit and the $2,000 tax credit for service-connected and total disability. This will allow Candria residents to receive the same property tax credit amount that was previously approved, but at no additional cost to the town.
Steve Tremblay, I'll motion to approve.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Bill seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
6-0. Okay. See if the town will vote to appropriate $50,000 to pay for professional imaging indexing and digital conversion of its land use records to both enhance the security and accessibility of such records. Brian.
This was initiated by the planning board because we've run into numerous issues where we've had to research development or a piece of property, and to go downstairs, if anybody's been down there, it's almost impossible. And Megan has done an awesome job finding stuff, but it's time, because none of those files down there are protected. I mean, if we had a fire gun, it would be awful. So this will digitize all that, so it'll be easier for her to access than anybody that needs to.
Every year we were putting things on microfiche or whatever it was, and it was never done. You know, we never spent the money to do it. So
is this a one-time thing? Won't be every year another 50.
No. Well, it could be a little bit because you know for the documents that are created, you know, in the next couple of years or whatever. But this is to initiate everything that's down the town.
Yeah, go ahead.
Amy. Other departments, you know, if the town clerk decided that she wanted to do it for her records, that would be a separate. But this is the initial setup, but for this particular project.
This is Steve Tremblay. Brian, maybe the question's for you. But wasn't there other towns or counties that had some fraud going on with property records? Will this help
alleviate? Well, they've had a lot of issues with fraud. I think in a lot of towns, I don't know if it's just property issues.
So will this is a method to help that or reduce that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, somebody like to make a motion on 21?
a motion to accept a vote on it as Article 21 is written.
Bill makes the motion, is there a
second? Steve Friendly, a second.
Steve makes a second, all in favor? Okay. Okay, now we're at the charity warrant articles.
Are there fewer questions?
Yes, there are.
Yeah, it's about half of what normally.
Okay.
So we have one, two, three, four, five, six. Instead of, what did we used to have, 12 or 13?
12, 14.
Okay. Now we usually, you're new, we usually vote these in a block instead of doing each one individually. Now in the past, the budget committee has generally agreed that we don't think it's appropriate to make people, to tax people to make charitable donations, that if people can't afford their taxes, they should be paying their own expenses before they're making charitable donations. So we always vote no on all the charities. Not that you have to.
And the selectmen vote yes.
And the selectmen always vote yes on all the charities.
As a citizen, I voted no on those last year.
Yeah, and that's the reason that we do it. Not because we don't like the Red Cross or the home health care. It's just that we don't feel that it should be done by taxation. Okay. So would somebody like to make a motion either one way or the other on those six articles?
I'll make a motion that we vote all of them in a block.
Okay.
I'll second that.
And that we vote.
And then we vote.
To recommend or not recommend?
Well, to not, I don't.
Oops. To not recommend.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second. Josh seconds. Steve seconds, whatever you want. Okay. So all in favor of not recommending the warrant articles? Five, six, and all in favor, you have to...
I think...
5-1.
Yeah, that's
okay, so it's
going to go.
1-5.
Yeah, these are not recommended. I vote of 5-1. Same with these. Okay. Yes.
There's another warrant article that the selectmen haven't seen yet. And I don't know if it's appropriate to bring this up and get the budget committee's either approval or not. And then the selectmen, I think, will see it Monday night. There's serious extenuating circumstances why it wasn't passed in on time. And I think my opinion is that we should put it before the people, and I think this board can, or committee can vote to do it or not.
Well, it's not really up to us. The selectmen set the deadlines. So
no, I know that part.
So they'd have to decide.
Well, we had one deadline, then it went to another deadline, so it's, I don't know if it's carved in stone, but what are you thinking? Should it go to you first?
Or to us first.
I think it should go to the selectmen
okay,
first.
Okay, then you'll vote. Yeah. We'll vote.
Well, when we have our supplemental meeting, we can, if there's any additional warrant articles, well, because we'll have the petitioned warrant articles also.
And they could always go to petition if this didn't work out.
Yeah, so we can do that at that time. Okay. All right, anything else we need? Okay, so January 21st is our supplemental meeting. Is there a motion to suspend this meeting until January 21st?
Oh, motion.
Josh makes a motion.
I'll second.
Steve seconds it. All in favor? Okay, thank you very much. That's our next meeting.
And it's going to be in this